Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, your guest teacher is John Hagel. He spent over 40 years in Silicon Valley and has experience as a management consultant, entrepreneur, speaker, and author. He recently retired from Deloitte and founded a new company, Beyond Our Edge, that works with companies and people who are seeking to anticipate the future and achieve greater impact. He's also worked over his career with McKinsey & Co. and Boston Consulting Group. He is the author of 7 books, including The Power of Pull, Net Gain, Net Worth, Out of the Box, and The Only Sustainable Edge. He is widely published and quoted in major business outlets, including The Economist, Fortune, Forbes, Businessweek, Financial Times, and Wall Street Journal, as well as media like The New York Times, NBC, and BBC. Today, he's going to speak about the concept of narratives versus stories, as well as a concept of the passion of the explorer, which is a commitment to impact, excitement for challenges, and a drive to connect with others, and the importance of cultivating these two ideas to help you with your success in your business.
First one, narratives are not stories. What does that mean? So just context, somebody hearing that, they're not going to understand, what do you mean narratives are not stories? How does this have any impact on whether I'm going to lose my job?
Well, most people, again, view narratives and stories to be the same thing. They're synonymous. You know, you can use either word. I make a big distinction between them. And for me, a story is self-contained. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end to it. The end. The story's over. And the story is about me, the storyteller, or it's about some other people, real or imagined, but it's not about you. You can use your imagination, figure out what you would have done in that story, but it's not about you. So that's a story, at least the way I talk about it. For me, a narrative is very different. First of all, it's open-ended. There is no resolution yet. There's some kind of big threat or opportunity out in the future, not clear whether it's going to be achieved or not. And the resolution of the narrative hinges on you. It's a call to action to say your choices, your actions are going to help determine how this narrative resolves. So it's that call to action. And I think tying it back to fear, and I talk about narratives at many levels. So I think there's personal narratives. I think there are corporate narratives, geographic narratives, movement narratives. But starting with the individual, I believe most of us, first of all, we've never really stepped back to articulate what's the narrative that's driving our life. What's our view of the future? Is it primarily driven by threat or primarily driven by opportunity? And if so, what threat or what opportunity? And then what's our call to action to others? You know, do we have a call to action to others? Because in my experience, many of us who are increasingly consumed by fear because we're focusing on threat in the future, we lose trust in other people. We can't afford to rely on other people. We have to do it all ourselves. So there is no call to action to others. We become increasingly isolated versus, no, I want people to come together and help me to address this really big, exciting opportunity that's out in the future. And so I think the process of just stepping back and articulating that narrative that we have today, what is it that's driving our actions and choices today, but then reflecting on it to say, is this really the narrative that's going to help me to get the most impact that's meaningful to me? It can be very powerful. I view it as a catalyst in the journey beyond fear, because in my experience, people who go through this exercise, you know, they come up with this aha moment that they actually are focusing on fear and on threat in the future, and that's what's driving their fear,
and what's driving their current day actions, right?
Because exactly, yeah,
very interesting. So this is almost taking you know, it's always best practice to even have a personal, you know, 1-3-5 year plan. But many people don't even have that. This is taking it to another degree, is to have your own personal narrative for your life.
Yes.
Correct?
What's the big long-term threat or opportunity? You know, not just next 6 months or even year, decades ahead. What's the big threat or opportunity that's motivating you today, that's motivating your actions today? And so that's, yeah.
Amazing. That's very powerful. It's a very, very good, incredible idea for people to take on.
If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
Okay, the second piece.
But actually, can I just mention a corporate narrative? Because I think, again, I talked about personal narratives, but corporate narratives increasingly, I think, are important. And here, the challenge I find is when I talk to executives about corporate narratives, they say, oh, we have a narrative. We began in a garage. We faced incredible obstacles. We overcame them and accomplished amazing things. That's our narrative. And my point is, no, that's about you. What's your call to action to your customers, to the prospects out there? What's the big, exciting opportunity for them? And what action do they need to take? And it's not by your product. It's some action that is meaningful to them that will help them get that opportunity. And just a quick example on that, because I think there are very few corporate narratives, but hugely powerful in a world increasingly driven by fear, is what Apple Computer did in back in the 90s. They had this narrative that was framed around a slogan of think different. But if you unpack the slogan, it was, you know, for decades, we had digital technology. It took away our names, gave us numbers, put us in cubicles. Now, for the first time, there's a generation of technology where we can express our unique potential and individuality. But it's not going to happen automatically. You need to think different. Will you think different? It's the reason why, for many people, I think Apple became the equivalent of a religion. They were talking about such a deep aspiration that customers had. And they weren't talking about Apple. They were talking about the customer and the opportunity for the customer and the actions they needed to take. So anyway, I'll just offer that as, I think, an additional opportunity here that is missed by most companies.
Okay. What does passion mean in the context of fear and overcoming fear?
Yeah, so first of all, again, I get everybody in my experience has a different definition of passion. Based on my research, I've ended up focusing on a very specific form of passion. I call it the passion of the explorer, and it has three components to it. One is people who have this passion have a long-term commitment to having an increasing impact in a domain that excites them. So they're there for the future and having more and more impact there. Second item is when confronted with unexpected challenges, they get excited. This is an opportunity for them to learn how to have even more impact. So they're excited by it. And then the third element is when they're confronted with these unexpected challenges, their first reaction is, who else can I connect with who can help me get to a better answer faster? So they're extremely well connected. And I think that that's the combination of those three elements. Now you turn mounting performance pressure into excitement. This is an opportunity to have more and more impact in the area that really excites me. So I think that, and I would say one of the challenges we face is that, and I'm going to generalize, but I think particularly in large organizations around the world, passion is deeply suspect. You don't want passionate people, this kind of passion. When I talk to work executives about passion, we want passionate workers who will work nights and weekends for assigned tasks. Right. The passion that I'm talking about, those people ask a lot of questions. That's distracting. Why do we ask so many questions? They take too much risk. They deviate from the script that they've been assigned. No, we don't want passionate workers. We want workers who will do their assigned tasks reliably and efficiently. It's the reason why, again, I did a survey in the U.S. workforce. At most, 14% of U.S. workers have this kind of passion of the explorer about their work. 86% do not. So I think it's a huge opportunity and need for all of us to really find the passion that excites us and find a way to really focus on it. And that in an environment and culture where we're discouraged from it. I mean, again, even in school, we were taught, you know, listen to the teacher, memorize what the teacher has to say. If you've got a passion, do it out on the playground or maybe at home after school. But when you're in school, just listen and do the assigned tasks. And that was to prepare us for the work environment that we were going into. So, yeah.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.